The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
For VOA's business scene, I'm Skylar Ogden. Apple could soon be facing tariffs on components of its MacBook Pro computers if it manufactures them in China. The company had asked for an exemption on tariffs, but in a tweet, U.S. President Donald Trump said no. The president said,
Apple will not be given tariff waivers or relief for MacBook Pro parts made in China. Make them in the USA.
Mr. Trump has placed tariffs on $250 billion worth of Chinese goods being imported into the United States. A U.S. company can ask for an exemption from those tariffs, but it has to show that its products cannot be made within the United States. Apple says that despite this latest tariff threat, it still plans on manufacturing its new MacBook Pro in China. The computer accounts for only a small portion of Apple's overall business. Bringing manufacturing back to the United States has been one of Trump's primary goals in the administration's ongoing trade war with China, in addition to reducing the trade deficit and protecting U.S. intellectual property. While U.S. and Chinese trade representatives are meeting this week in Shanghai to negotiate expectations for a substantive long-term solution to the trade dispute remain low. Southeast Asian ride-hailing firm Grab said that it will invest $2 billion into Indonesia over 5 years, using capital received from Japanese technology investor SoftBank Group. Grab says that the investment will go towards building a transportation network around electric vehicles, improving digital infrastructure for important services like healthcare, and creating a second headquarters in Jakarta. SoftBank chief executive Masayoshi Son hinted that the bank's investment in Indonesia could even go beyond the $2 billion. Masayoshi Son.
We will create a second headquarter and also invest $2 billion through Grab. But then on top of that, we will invest more into Indonesia.
Grab's biggest rival in Indonesia will be the on-demand transportation startup Gojek, which has been the dominant player in the Indonesian market until now and is valued at around $10 billion. Grab announced its new investment plans after a meeting Monday between Indonesian President Joko Widodo and executives from Grab and SoftBank. For VOA's business scene, I'm Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from the Voice of America.